I am originally from Iraq, and I have been in the United States for 8 years. Me and my family arrived in 2010. It was May, and it was nighttime. So we got out of the airplane. We had friend members that we know from back home from Iraq. They were at the airport along with the agency, like a case manager from the agency, Lutheran Family Services. It was nighttime, it was raining, even though it was like May. They drove us to our temporary housing, and along with the other family were there, and they provided hot meal for us that night. I have been like watching movies about it, and to be honest, I was like really scared to come to the United States. Part of it is like learning new language, meeting new people. And I know that it would be the homesick feeling that it will be with me like for a long time. So I wasn't very excited to be here, to be honest. But because of everything that's going on with Iraq and the war, if I had the option, if it's safer to be there, I would never think of like leaving my country and be in a different country. There was a dream that it was always with me, that to join law enforcement and become a police officer. So I have been working on this lately for the past 6 months, and I have like completed the police academy test. But for some reason, I was going some like through transition that I couldn't pass the test, but I'm not gonna give up and will keep trying. So I really want to join the law enforcement, and that I feel that would be really helpful to me personally and to anyone or women from Middle East, show that they do have power and they can reach their goal and their dreams. I would really be helpful to this country, to this community. We know that we don't have a lot of female police officers, and that's first. Second is having a different language would also help. The reason for people leaving their own country is mostly for safety, and the war has been going around the world. So basically, I don't think any of us would like to leave their own country where they grow up and raised that in that country and would like to move to somewhere else where they have to start everything from zero. Refugees are not dangerous to be in this country, and we have a lot of successful stories. They want to work. They just, they only want to live in peace. That's all.